Now, look, I'm just wondering if you've ever seen our next guest and her mates out and about. You might have seen them at Hyde Park or Manly Wharf Hotel, and if you haven't seen them, just look for a group of ladies with knitting needles. My guest tonight is Chris Howard. Chris works at Tapestry Craft and has a knitting group that literally take their knitting to the streets. Now, the group is called the Stitch and Pitch Group, and I can just imagine what they get up to when they meet. Anyway, Chris Howard's on the line. How are you?
Hi, Murray.
Good to talk to you.
Yes, good to talk to you.
How old were you when you learned to knit?
Actually, I only learned a few years ago.
Only a few years ago?
Yeah.
And what was the reason for taking it up?
Well, I'm American, as you can hear, so I moved...
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were Irish.
So I moved to Australia with my Australian husband, and while I was waiting for my visa to clear, my mother-in-law sent me a children's learn to knit book, so I'd have something to do.
God love her.
Yep. So good old Aussie mother-in-law got me started.
So, and what have you knitted?
A bikini.
A bikini?
Yeah. I don't wear it, but I've knitted one.
You don't wear it?
Knitted bikinis look well on about three people in the entire universe, and I'm not one of them.
Okay, fair enough. But you've got one. That's all that counts.
I did a lot of Harry Potter scarves a few years ago during the parade.
Oh, fantastic.
I've done a blanket, sweaters, hats, gloves, socks, you name it.
And do you knit because you enjoy it or because it's cheaper to knit it than buy it?
It's not cheaper to knit it than buy it. That's the mistake we get a lot of people in the shop making, because in the olden days it was. You knit it because it was economical.
Yeah, because I was talking to Linda, my producer, earlier, and I said, look, you know, in the heyday of knitting, you know, when, you know, Mum used to knit and Grandma used to knit, it must have been an economical reason why they did that.
It really was. As I understand it, you know, David Jones and the big department stores, giant knitting sections. That's not the case anymore. To use nice materials, to use 100% wool, is really quite expensive. So it's really become more of a luxury hobby today as opposed to something you do because you have to.
Now, is it just knitting your group, or do you do a bit of crocheting and everything?
Oh, we got a little bit of everything. We've got some crocheters. We actually have some girls who are in the Spinners and Weavers Guild.
Right.
Do a little. I know they were doing drop spinning the other day in Centrepoint in the middle of the food court.
Oh, right.
Girls who do dyeing of the wool, cross-stitch, tapestry. We have a little bit of everything.
Okay. And the group itself, are we able to join the group?
Anyone can join. It's actually not a specific group. What it is Stitch and Bitch groups have existed, if I can say that.
Yep, well, you just did.
for years, both in the U.S. and around the world. And so there are a number of groups that meet in Sydney. There's a Newtown group that meets at a cafe every other week.
Yeah.
There's our group that meets in the shop. There's a group, as you said, the Manly Wharf Hotel alternates with the city. Yeah, so any I've got a calendar on the Tapestry Craft website that lists all of the ones that people notify me about. So if you want to come along to one, just look at the dates and turn up.
Do you need to know how to knit before you can turn up, or can you learn on the job?
It's a good idea to have an idea of the basics, but I'm sure if you're nice and you buy someone a beer, they'll always be willing to help you out.
They'll teach you.
Yeah.
Now tell me, what is, when I was at school, I remember you used to get the old cotton, what do you call them?
Cotton reel with the nails in it.
That's it.
It's called French knitting.
French knitting.
Yep.
And you just make a great big long line of something.
Yeah, like a knitting Noddy or a knitting Nancy.
That's it.
They're called. Yeah.
They still make those?
They still make them.
What do you do with them?
It basically makes a long tube of knitting.
Right.
It's not really good for much, but you can use it for trim.
And what about the other one we were talking about today in the office was when I was at primary school, you used to get a round piece of cardboard, two pieces of cardboard,
mm-hmm.
round,
mm-hmm.
and cut a hole in the middle,
mm-hmm.
and you'd wind the wool around the outside.
And you made a pom-pom.
You made a pom-pom.
Yeah.
Remember my pom-poms?
Makers too, yeah.
You got pom-pom makers.
Well, they make them out of plastic these days, of course. You know, you have to make them look a little bit nicer, but same technique.
Good on you. All right. Now, listen, what's your website?
It's tapestrycraft.com.au.
Tapestrycraft.com.au. Good on you. Great to talk to you.
Oh, it was lovely talking to you.
All the best, Chris.
Okay.
There you go. Jump on the website, tapestrycraft.com.au. I don't know. What is it? Was it Julia Roberts? I think it was Julia Roberts that was publicly saying that she loved to knit. I think it was Julia Roberts. But, you know, there was a time when you'd get on public transport and the girls would be there. There'd be the plastic David Jones bag and the knitting would come out and the needles would be going away at 1,000 miles an hour or in the bus or on the ferry or wherever they were. We actually have some of our listeners that come to our outside broadcasts and they sit there and they knit and they knit and they knit. I never know what they're knitting, but they're knitting away and going on. I just think it's great. I learned how to knit when I was at school, in primary school. No, I didn't take it up. Didn't take it up professionally. But I'm sure it would be something that would be quite nice to do. And if you're a girl, or maybe you're a bloke and you knit, ring and tell us. I must admit, when I was young, I knitted a Cronulla Sharks scarf, and that was about it. That's as far as it went. It was black, blue, and white, and I didn't expand from there.